Dreams, Tina Bandabasha. We are the youth living our dreams. Dreams,
Tina, Tina, Abantu, Abasha, Abantu, Abasha.
Dreams.
What's she doing?
It looks like she's meditating.
Hey, it's a bit weird.
Ayanda, that was so mean.
Sorry, I couldn't help myself. You looked so strange sitting there with your eyes closed and your legs crossed like that. What are you doing, Liz?
Yoga.
Really, Lisa, since when do you do yoga?
Since last week.
Have you been going to classes?
I've been following a class on the internet.
Cool, it looks really relaxing.
It is in Bali. Well, some of the sessions are focused more on relaxation and some on strength and stretching. And in those ones, you can work up quite a sweat.
So what's the sudden health kick about Liz?
My mum and I have decided we need to get healthy.
How come?
Mum's been struggling with her blood pressure.
BP.
Yep, and sugar.
Oh no, Lisa. Your mom hasn't got diabetes, has she?
It seems like it in Bali. She went to the clinic last week and came home in a state. They said her BP and her sugar were way up and she needed to make some serious lifestyle changes.
What does she have to do?
The nurse said the biggest things are diet and exercise.
Yeah, and those two things your mom is not too fond of, Lisa.
I know, Ayanda. So I've got to help her as much as possible.
So what are you going to do?
We're working on the exercise first, starting with walking.
I don't know if walking is really exercise. Is it, Lisa?
Apparently it is. If you can do 30 minutes of walking a day, it has amazing benefits. It can help bring down your blood pressure and keep your weight down.
I think the diet thing is going to be the hardest for your mom.
I know. She isn't supposed to eat any processed or salty and sugary foods.
Oh dear. And she's the biggest fan of sweet things, especially cakes. And look what I bought today.
Wow, Mbali. Those look awesome.
Are those your homemade cupcakes, Mbali?
Yeah, I got my first commission for a party and made these yesterday. I had a few spare ones and I thought you could take some home. What do you think?
You'll have to try them.
Divine.
Yum. These are delicious, Mbali.
Oh, my mom would have loved these.
And they're full of butter and sugar, which she has to stay away from.
Should you even be eating them, Liz?
It's my mom who has diabetes, not me.
Still, if you're going on a diet with her.
It's not actually going on a diet, Ayanda. It's about getting my mom to watch what she eats, to eat more healthily.
I don't even know where to start, hey?
Eating healthily is about having a balanced diet of simple, fresh, unprocessed foods.
Mbali, how do you know so much?
My mom is big on eating high fiber and low fat proteins. It's just the way we've grown up, I guess.
And it's not just about food for my mom. We have to look at our whole lifestyle. We're embracing the concept of total well-being.
Hey, Lisa, you and your concepts. How's total well-being when it's at home?
It's about looking after your physical, emotional, spiritual, intellectual, and social health.
So I get that diet and exercise are part of physical health, but what about the rest of it?
Well, emotional well-being is about your feelings of happiness and satisfaction with your life.
We're doing okay on that, I think.
We're lucky. We have the odd stress and freak out, but I think we're mostly happy.
We are, Mbali. And the spiritual thing?
Well, that involves being comfortable with the values and beliefs that provide purpose in your life.
And we've got that down.
What about the intellectual stuff? You two are clever, but you know, I'm not exactly an intellectual.
It's not about being an intellectual, Ayanda. Intellectual health is about being mentally stimulated, interested in what you do.
And I'm loving my job.
There you go, then.
And social well-being is about having strong relationships with friends and family and feeling that you have love in your life.
We've got each other, and that's pretty strong.
It is, Ayanda, and we have our families.
And Ayoka, where does that fit in, Liz?
Apart from the physical benefits, I find it really relaxes me. It gives me a chance to just chill out and sit with myself for a bit and forget everything else.
Do you think it would work for me?
I think it can work for everyone. Why don't you give it a try?
Now?
Sure, yeah. Let's move chairs and sit on the floor. Now, you just put your hands in your lap like this. Close your eyes. Take a slow breath in. And when you breathe out,
Dreams, Tina Bandabasha. We are the youth living our dreams. Dreams.
Tina, tina. Abantu, abasha, abantu, abasha.
Dreams.